That's according to Nicole Safar, legal and policy analyst for Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin.
When the abortion rate drops, the good news is that the unintended pregnancy rate is dropping. So that means women who are not planning to get pregnant at this particular time are getting a greater access to preventative health services.
Recent data shows Wisconsin experiencing a continuous 5-year decline in abortion. Safar says that there's still a lot of work to do in education and contraception access. After all, Wisconsin is seeing increases in sexually transmitted infections in youths aged 15 to 19. Also, the state is ranked 18th in the nation for chlamydia among adults.
Looking at some of these STI rates and other health outcomes, it shows us that we have come a long ways in 5 years, but there still are a lot of people out there who need access to health care.
Those on the other side of the issue attribute the drop in the procedures to women under 30 being more pro-life than their predecessors. Brian Moon, Wisconsin Radio Network.